The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want you to think about this scenario just for a moment. Oh, hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. I know I say it every day, but I cannot tell you how deeply I mean that. Thank you for joining me. Hey, listen, folks, nobody realizes better than I do. If you go away, this program goes away. You know, I'm not going to sit behind this microphone and continue to have this program if all the listeners go away. This program means nothing unless you're there. And I know that. I understand that. And that's why I work very hard every day to provide information that is necessary for you, for me, for us to know what's going on in the world around us so that we can be LTDs. We desperately need people who listen, think, and discern. That's not just a cute little phrase that I dreamed up years ago. I mean it. We desperately need people to listen, to think. Oh, my goodness. How few people actually use the brain that God has given them? They don't think. Whatever somebody tells them, they believe it, no matter what it is, no matter how outrageous it is. If they see it on the internet or they hear it here, and we don't do that here. I constantly tell you, don't believe it because I said it. Don't go off telling somebody, well, Bob Burney said it. Check it out for yourself. That's why I encourage you to become a part of Facebook and Twitter. The stories that we deal with, the sources that I use are posted there. Read it for yourself. And if you think I'm completely off, that's okay. In fact, call me and say, hey, Bob, I read the same article you did, and I think you're completely wrong. That's fine. That's what being an LTD is all about. So, and discern. Listen, think, discern from a biblical worldview. Not a secular worldview. And a biblical worldview begins with the fact that we live in a fallen world. Man is not inherently good. Man is inherently evil. Left to his own devices, mankind will destroy himself or herself. And we need to understand that in interpreting what's going on around the world. We live in a fallen, evil, wicked world. And Satan is the prince and the power of the air. He is the god of this world. That's what Scripture teaches. All right, anyway, I am grateful that you're there. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. With all that said, imagine this scenario. There is a massive protest at our southern border between the U.S. and Mexico. Huge, huge, huge protest. And our border security, our border guards, honestly believe that there is danger. And the people trying to breach the border would pose an imminent, dangerous threat to the American people. And because of that, our border patrol or even our military responds to the violent protests. And there are some people injured and maybe even some people killed. Because people are trying to come into our country to cause us harm and cause us damage. So, massive protest, our Border Patrol responds, maybe even our military, and a few people are killed. As a result, the country of Mexico fires 700 rockets into America aimed at civilians. 700 rockets fired into southern America, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and aimed specifically at civilian population. 700 rockets. Does anybody on planet Earth believe that the United States of America would not respond immediately, instantly, with overwhelming force? And who in their right mind would condemn America for responding? 700 rockets! Well, that's exactly what happened in Israel. There was a massive protest sponsored by Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. The Israeli military believed that there was an imminent danger, and there was. And some people died because the protesters were the aggressors, not the Israeli military. And as a result, Israel responded with overwhelming force. And most of the world is condemning Hamas, the Palestinians. No. They're condemning Israel. 700 rockets were fired into southern Israel. 700 civilian populations, houses destroyed, factories destroyed, people dead. And the United Nations and other nations are not condemning Hamas and the Palestinians. They are condemning Israel. And then, immediately, and we, if you want to know who the good guys and bad guys are in this conflict, all right, 700 rockets fired into Israel by radical Palestinians, probably jihadists, Hamas, 700 rockets. And within 24 hours, Israel is saying, can we just have peace? Can we work out a ceasefire? I want you to think about that. Israel is attacked by 700 rockets, and it is Israel who says, can we please have a ceasefire? Can we have peace? It was not the Palestinians who suggested the ceasefire. It was Israel. And it probably won't last because the Palestinians will not keep their word. They never do. But Israel has once again suggested a ceasefire. And for the moment, Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire. It's amazing, the patience of Israel, and yet their overwhelming response. Linda Sarsour, who is one of the co-founders of the Women's March in Washington, D.C., supported strongly by Democrats and the liberal left. Linda Sarsour tweeted this after the rocket attacks. I am trained in Kingian nonviolence. I have no idea what that is. Kingian. I have no clue. She says, I am trained in Kingian nonviolence. I choose nonviolence as a powerful means to change. But, and it's all capitals, capital B, capital U, capital T, but I don't have to choose or justify violence to understand where it comes from. When oppressed people see no way out. Speaking of the Palestinians, they started it. They started the protests. They attacked the Israeli troops. They fired 700 rockets. And yet Linda Sarsour says, well, the oppressed people just see no way out. So they were forced to fire 700 rockets at innocent civilians in Israel. Wow. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, an update on what's happening to Christians in Nigeria. I hope you're watching this. I hope you're praying for them. I hope you care. And the news is not good. I'll share that with you when we return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. You know, we earlier in the program, I was telling you about some dangerous legislation being proposed on the federal level and the state level that could really hinder our liberty and freedom as Christians here in America. And I hope and pray that those pieces of legislation do not pass either here in Ohio or on the federal level. But even if both of those pieces of legislation were to pass, our plight here in America cannot be compared to what's going on around the world. I shared a story with you last week. A new survey indicates that of all people on planet Earth that are being persecuted because of their faith, their religion, 80% of them are Christians. It's not Hindus, Buddhists, and it's not Muslims. I think most people in America would be shocked by that. I think if you went out on the street, if you went to Broad and High in Columbus, and you just asked people, tell me the religion in the world that is most persecuted, and then give them multiple choice, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, I would imagine that almost everyone you asked on the street would answer, oh, Muslims. Yeah, Muslims. Well, there's Islamophobia everywhere. And I really believe most Americans would say that. And it's not true. 80% of the people are being persecuted for their religion in the world today are Christians. And here's an example of it. Here's the headline from today. 100 Nigerian Christians killed in April by Fulani militants and Boko Haram. Now, and again, I please, I'm not trying to stir up any kind of anti-Islam feeling. That's not my purpose. My purpose, though, is to deal with the truth. The news media, for the most part, doesn't care about Christians. They really don't. They don't care about Christians. When the mosque in New Zealand was attacked, huge national news, international outrage, outpouring of sympathy, and rightfully so. It was a horrible thing. It was a terrible thing. When a synagogue is attacked, outrage, a great deal of news media, and rightfully so. But in Nigeria, 100 Christians killed just last month in Nigeria. Quote, at least 100 Christians in Nigeria were killed and hundreds of others injured in April, according to a human rights watchdog group warning that Fulani attacks against Christian farming communities seem to be spreading further south. Most of you know the northern part of Nigeria is predominantly Muslim. The southern part of Nigeria is predominantly Christian. The southern part of Nigeria has wonderful peace. You never read about attacks on anybody in the southern part of Nigeria because it's Christian. Are there Muslims living in the south? Yes, many of them, but it's predominantly Christian. Do you ever, ever, ever hear about the predominant Christian population attacking the minority Muslim population in the South? I don't know that I've ever heard of that. The North is predominantly Muslim, but yes, there are large portions of Christians in the North as well. And we hear about attacks on them constantly. Quote, the report details that between 750 to 800 Christians have been killed by armed jihadist groups in the African nation during the first 4 months of 2019. 750 to 800 Christians have been killed. Many, many others have been wounded, hurt, injured. Try to wrap your brain around that. 750 to 800 Christians have been killed, all by militant Muslims. Quote, in the just past four months of 2019, the jihadist group had butchered 550 to 600 Christians with hundreds of homes and dozens of churches burned or destroyed. Thus, the other 200 killings thus far in 2019 have been carried out by Islamic extremist group Boko Haram and the Islamic State in West Africa. So 550 to 600 by the Fulani militants and another 200 by Boko Haram, which, you know, we thought they were the biggest problem. Quote, the latest round of Christian killings or massacres in the country not only translates to a monthly average of 200 in the past 4 months, with daily average of 6 to 7 Christian deaths, but the killings are steadily creeping toward the southern part of Nigeria, particularly the southeast and south-south, capable of igniting a holy war of intertribal cleansing. So you get that? 6 to 7 Christians are killed every single day in Nigeria. Christians killed by radical Muslims. 6 to 7 every single day. And I ask you an honest question. Have you ever seen that reported on the CBS Evening News? Have you ever seen that reported on NBC in the Evening News? ABC Evening News? Have you ever seen that reported on Channel 4 locally, Channel 6 locally, Channel 10 locally on the Evening News? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news? Have you ever seen this reported on any local news? If a mosque is attacked in New Zealand, it's everywhere. And I have no problem with that. I don't think that's wrong. I think it should be reported. 800 Christians in the last 4 months, and not a word. Bottom line, the media just doesn't care about Christians, because I honestly believe, this may sound terrible, but I believe many people in the media believe that Christians deserve it. Now you know.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.